Good morning, good morning, good morning, our TMC family. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Master's Call. This is Brenda Terrell. I reside here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs, welcoming you to the Master's Call, our telecommunications sanctuary, and we will bless the Lord at all times. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Oh, gracious, holy, heavenly Father, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. Oh, Lord, you woke us up this morning. You started us on our way, and we can't thank you enough. You brought us here this morning, Lord, once more again to bless your holy and righteous name, and we say thank you. We thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing in our lives. We thank you for being God all by yourself. We thank you, Father God, that you have put us in our right minds that we may seek your face this morning and look to you, the author and the finisher of our faith, as we go forth on another day, on another day's journey. So, Father God, I ask in the name of Jesus that you continue to bless our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We ask that you strengthen them and keep them in perfect peace in every manner of their lives. Father God, we thank you for every person that's on this call. We ask that you just strengthen them and keep them, Father God. Protect them, Father God, and allow their hearts and their minds to stay on you, to realize, Father God, that you got them in every part of their being. Lord God, we thank you for the messengers this morning. Lord God, what you're going to do through them, Father God, we look forward to your word. And we know, Father, as we adhere to your word, we will become doers of your word and not just hearers only. We thank you, Father, for your anointing on every caller, even the ones that had a desire to be on, the ones that will listen later. We thank you for doing a work like never before. Thank you for Artist Life in its entirety, blessing the company in every aspect of its being. We give your name praise and glory and honor. In all these things, we say hallelujah and amen. Well, I tell you, I am so excited about what God is doing with us and for us and through us through this TMC call. So let me give you just a little bit about what this call is all about. We started back in October 2010 by our wonderful, wonderful co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, with the scripture of Psalms 88:13 saying, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Now, we have a mission statement, and it is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. Now, we know this is happening to so many people, and we are so excited about new people coming on each and every day, and we say welcome to our new people. Now, guess what? We have a website. It's www.themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net. Now, all the messages have been archived there, so you can always go and get a word from the Lord, and you'll see the bios of our speakers. Now, what I really, really love is our theme for the year, and that is in 2018, through me, supernatural expectation, demonstration, and revelation is being fulfilled and seen. We got to dwell on that. Yes, we got to dwell on that. Now, if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this wonderful ministry as a greeter or as a host, which I did both this morning, or you might even want to share a word from the Lord, you can send your information to info@themasterscall.net. And you can also send your prayer requests and your praise reports to info@themasterscall.net. Now, what started us all together, what brought us together, was this phenomenal company called Artists International that was established by Antonio Diaz de Leon over 28 years ago, and it has been carried over to our new founders. I say new founders, but new presidents, Alejandro and Elvia Diaz de Leon, who's doing a wonderful, wonderful job with Artist Life. Now, to get more information about that, get with the person that invited you to this call. Now, today we have, right after this call, like every other day, Monday through Fridays, we have the new Morning Motivational Call that's held after this call, and that number is 712-770 712-770-4005. That's 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-pound. You'll see that today is Awareness Wednesday. And Awareness Wednesday, we get some great information from the wonderful Flanagans on what our products can do for different issues. So get on that call today. Now, I'm getting out of the way because we have a dynamic team, I call them, because God has brought them together in such a phenomenal way. And I'm going to start off by introducing one of our co-founders, and that is our very own Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton, a woman who is a native of Monticello, Mississippi, and alumna of Alcorn State University. She is a woman who has been from one part of the country to another. She has blessed people around the world, around this country, and even around the Mississippi state, the state of Mississippi. She has been a chaplain. She has worked for the Lord and served the Lord in vast capacities, and I love and appreciate her. She is our sister. She is one of our mothers on the call, as I said before. She is a mother. She is a grandmother, a Gigi. She is a woman of God. God has blessed her with a man of God, and I tell you, they are definitely a blessed couple. I introduce to some, present to others, our co-founder, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton. Are you there, Dr. P.K.?
Good morning, good morning, good morning to you, my super fantastic prayer warrior, our prayer general, my Mississippi queen, our minister, Brenda Terrell. We thank God for you and your commitment and for all that you do here on the TMC call, as well as in the precious kingdom of God. You want to say good morning, babe?
Good morning, Brenda, and good morning, Dr. Vanessa.
God be the glory for all of the great things that he is doing and has done and will continue to do. Let us pray. Almighty God, we are so grateful today for your goodness, for your mercy, and your kindness. We thank you because you are God all by yourself. And so this morning, God, we come asking that you open our ears so that we can hear, drop the scales from our eyes so that we can see. We need to feel you this morning as never before. We love you, God, with all our might. We love you, and we want you to be glorified in everything we say and do. Have your way here today, God, is our prayer. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. As it has been said this morning through our theme, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall forever be in my mouth. I thank God because praise is not just what I do. Praise is who I am in the Lord. I thank God this morning that I'm joined by my wonderful husband, whom God has brought us together for such a time as this to provide a ministry for such a time as this. And together this morning, we are going to address an issue that sometimes we tend to forget or act like we forget. Sometimes it is because life has thrown us so many curveballs, or maybe we have lost focus on who we are in the body of Christ, or maybe we have never truly experienced the power of my unlimited God. The subject for today is my unlimited God. Well, this message was inspired by prayer with Minister Willa and Minister Brenda and Minister Tiffany. As we were praying and going forth, God dropped the word out, and that word was only God. God reminded us that when we are in times whereby we have run out of ourselves, run out of our resources, out of our human partnerships and connections. Only God. Only God we serve and believe in. Only God we can stand on his word and his promises. Only God we can rest in the loving arms of an only God. And out of that came our subject for this morning, and our babe is going to read for us, beginning our opening scripture, Isaiah 40, 28, 31.
Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary, there is searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord and renew their strength, they shall mount up with wings as an eagle. They shall run and not weary. They shall walk and not faint.
They shall run and what? Glory to God. They shall run
and not be weary.
And not be weary. Glory to God. When we understand who we are connected to, we've got to know that the God we serve is an unlimited God. This morning, I want us to make that personal. I want you to call him my unlimited God. Like I used to say, my daddy, my mama. Even though I had three other sisters and two other brothers, when I really want folks to know that I belong to Josephus and Vessie Fleming, I say that's my mama and that's my daddy. And so this morning, I want us to talk about my unlimited God. I want us to talk about the God who loves us so much that he gave his only son, and his son gave his life so that we can live an abundant life. God, my omnipresent, omnipotent, omniscient God. When I say omnipotent, what am I saying? That's two words. Omni, one and all, and potent means power. Put that together, and we have one who has all power. We serve a God who has all power. Read Jeremiah 32:27. Let's see what Jeremiah is telling us about our God, babe.
Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all the flesh. Is there anything too hard for me?
Is there anything hard, too hard for an all-powerful God, my unlimited God? Is there anything too hard for him? Well, you see, we need to recognize that there is a major difference between God and man. And that major difference is the area of limitations. Man is limited, but my God is unlimited. My God, hallelujah, can do all things. Isaiah 40 and 30 says what again?
Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall.
Yes, we search for the fountain of youth. Why? Because we want to stand and stay young, stay full of energy, maintain our girl, schoolgirl figure, that figure eight that we had, that 36, 22 or 36 or whatever it is that you thought that was absolutely magnificent, that schoolboy a figure with that bustling chest, with that six packs or seven pack, eight pack or whatever you thought you may have had. But I'm here to tell you that we are taught in James 4:13-14, that it doesn't matter what we have, we still are going to have to recognize that we are not God. Read this.
Go to now, ye that say, to the day or tomorrow, we will go into such a city and continue there a year, and buy and sell and get grain. Whereas ye know what not shall be on tomorrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanished away.
When we are young, we think that we can do everything. We have all our dreams, our goals, and our aspirations. But here James is letting us know that our life is just like a vapor, that we are limited. But let me say it to you again, we serve an unlimited God. You all, this weekend, we had an opportunity to go to D.C. We visited the African American Museum. Lord, it is absolutely gorgeous. We were on the go the entire weekend, and when I got home, I tell you that I was some tired. I felt weary down in my body, in my soul. I just felt weary. But I'm here to let you know that we serve a God who does not experience any of that. He doesn't get tired. He is not weary. He doesn't grow aggravated with life itself. Isaiah 40:28 says what, babe?
Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, weary, neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding.
He never grows weary. Isn't that something? God never gets tired. Psalms 121:3-4 lets us know that he does not even need sleep. Amen?
Amen.
Read.
He will not suffer the foot to be moved. He keepeth thee, will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep.
God who keeps us, he doesn't need sleep. He is not limited by what we as man and humans are limited to. Therefore, we need to stretch out in knowing that we serve an all-powerful God who can do all things. Hallelujah. We need to hold to God's unchanging hand. We need to understand that everything around us may be swirling and sinking, but as we are holding to, and God is holding our hand, that we are holding to the hand of an all-powerful, unlimited God. I love God so much that, you know, when I think about his goodness and his mercy, I can't do anything but get thankful, because he is a God who lives forever and ever. He's not even limited by death. Read Revelations 4:9, sweetie.
And when these beasts give glory and honor and thanks to him that sat on the throne, who liveth forever and ever.
Our God lives forever and ever. This thing called death, the spirit of death that plagues us and leaves us dealing with grief. Grief that causes our hearts to wrench. Grief that sometimes we get stuck in and never can shake. I want you to know that my unlimited God doesn't deal with death at all like that. Revelations 20:14 says,
and death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death.
When it's all said and done, death itself will go to the lake of fire in the very end. We know I'm talking about baby now. Our mothers and fathers, both our parents, are dead and gone on. the man whom God gave me for 35 years died and left. They had promises and had made some promises that they earnestly intended to keep. But before they could complete those promises, death came and snatched them away. But the God that we serve, we never have to worry about death coming and snatching God away from us. My, somebody ought to say my. My unlimited God. I love my unlimited God. Psalms 91 and 2. We are bringing this to a close.
Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever thou hast formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God.
God never grows old. He is from everlasting to everlasting. My unlimited God has no beginning and no ending. He is Alpha and Omega. Therefore, whatever problems there are in our lives today, they started one day and they're going to end one day. This too shall pass. My unlimited God has resources that are unlike anything that any of us can think about. Many of us would like to say, if I do this, then I can have that. High glory to God. But I'm here to tell you that if you serve God with all of your heart and believe in God, knowing that his word is true, stand on his promises, knowing that they will not break. Hiya. God will take us into a place living a life that I call super fantastic living, because God is an unlimited God. I serve a God who can come in and swallow up all of my limitations. Yes, I am limited, but the God I serve is not limited. Glory to God. Do you need a miracle in your life today? Do you have something that is causing you challenges that you can't see your way? I want you to do this one thing. I'm not asking you to do a lot of things this morning. I'm asking you to do this one thing. We want you to remember. Yes, babe, we want them to remember. Remember what? We want you to just think about the goodness of God in your life. Because when you begin to think about how good God has been, you're going to begin to thank him. And when you begin to thank him, the joy of the Lord is coming. And the joy of the Lord is your what? Strength. So therefore, while you are feeling weak, the joy of the Lord will come and bring you some strength so that you can feel the strength of the Lord and you will walk in the strength of the Lord. I want you to remember. Remember how my unlimited God healed you in the past. Yes, he healed me from sarcoidosis when they said that I would be dead by now. Bernie Mac died from what I am still living with, so they say. Hallelujah, I thank God. Others have died from what you are still living with. Some of you have problems that should have taken you out of here, but look at God. Some of you had cancer and you went to the doctor and they said you would be gone by now. But look at God. I want you to remember today, bring into your remembrance that which God has done. Remember what? Remember how my unlimited God supplied your every need when it looked like your house was going to be lost and you were going to go into bankruptcy. Look at what God did when they came to pick up the car. Look what God did. Even if they did repossess it, you are still riding in one today. God is a God with unlimited resources. Oh, who would not want to serve a God like this? My unlimited God. My alarm has let me know it's time for me to go. Well, the last thing I want you to remember is the God who opened doors and shut doors, made waves out of no waves. And the old song says, my God is real. Yes, he is. There are some things I may not know. I don't claim to know it all. There are some places I just can't go. But I'm sure of this one thing, that God is real, for I can feel him deep within. Yes, God is real. He's real in my soul. Yes, he washed and he made me whole. His love for me is like pure gold. God is real, yes, for I can feel him down in my soul. We need to serve an unlimited God, a God who can do and will do all things for his children. Back to you, Minister Brenda. Come and take it away.
Glory, glory, glory to his holy, holy and righteous name. Thank you so much for that profound message this morning. My unlimited God. I know I got to make that personal. Glory to God. Thank you so much. I will be calling you back to close us out with the benediction. Let's first go before the Lord in prayer over our prayer requests. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. Lord, you have been our dwelling place throughout all generations, and even before the earth was formed and the world was brought into place, even from everlasting to everlasting, you are God, and we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for this powerful couple bringing us a wonderful word from you, O God. We thank you for anointing them and strengthening them, Lord God, to carry this word forth, Lord, and we, your people, will adhere to it. We will hold on to it and realize that you are our unlimited God. So we ask that you bless their going out. Bless their coming in. Bless everything their hands touch, everywhere their feet tread, Lord God. Bless them in a magnificent way. We thank you, Lord God, that you've made them healed, whole, and complete in you. We thank you, Father, for giving them the desires of their heart. And we give your name glory and honor, Father, for just filling their cups until it overflows like never before. Lord God, we thank you. For every individual on this call, we ask that you strengthen them, continue to bless them, Lord God. We thank you for those that are going through challenges. Lord, it may be a short-time health challenge, but we know that the God we serve, our unlimited God, is more than able to heal because you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon you, and by your stripes, we are healed. So we call Kendra Carter healed. We call Sharon Stiles healed. We call Pastor Lavona healed. We call Anna and her mother Anna healed. We call Wanda's mother healed by the blood of the Lamb. And we thank you, Father, for giving comfort and strength to our bereaved families, Lord God, the Cox family, Robin and her family, Dr. Thomasine Pickens and her family, Lord God, Charlita Moore and her family, Lord, the Durden family. We thank you for giving them comfort like never before because, Lord, we serve an unlimited God. We thank you, Lord God, for the Artist Life family. We ask that you continue to strengthen, that you keep them in perfect peace, Father, as we go forth showing your word and showing your products, Lord God, among the nations and realizing, Father God, that you have set this company in place in such a time as this, Lord God, where insurance companies are getting higher and can't be afforded. Lord God, we ask that you just comfort and strengthen the elderly at this hour, Lord God, and let them know that it is well in you. We call it all done. In the matchless name of Jesus, we say hallelujah and amen. Well, TMC family, I know you want to share this powerful, powerful message with somebody today. That number is 712-432-1085. The pin is 957-677-pound. And also, we have the new morning motivational call this morning, right after this call, and the Flanagans are going to bring us a topic of the dangers of drinking soda. That number is 712-770-4005. The pin is 294-617-pound. Now, if you all need a bypass number with a PCS mobile or I forgot the other one, but anyway, that bypass number to get in to keep from getting charges is 716-293-9707. Well, we're so glad that you joined us this morning. Thank you so much for being a part of this wonderful call. Tell somebody about it and let them know this is a great way to start their day. Thank you so much again, Dr. PK and Brother Lester, for such a profound message this morning. We ask you, please, to come back and give us our benediction.
This morning, God has blessed us with this word, and it is profound for us because this is the beginning of our Makers, the Makers Diet Transformation with Jordan Rubin. And if anybody wants to take a 10-day journey with us, feel free to call us at 586-747-8000. And I'll give you the information. Today is our first day. Thank you, Lord. Now, as we leave this place, Lord, we ask that your precious Holy Spirit will rest, rule, and abide with us and continue to keep us and hold us in remembrance of the fact that you are an unlimited God who loves your children. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Go out and live a super fantastic life, my friends. Bye-bye.